Welcome back, everybody, to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. This is episode 64, which means that we are now at a stack of episodes, and it only took almost 3 years. Yeah. Anyways, this episode isn't going to be, like, super special because of that. I didn't really plan anything. But I do have a new original series, as in more than one part. So this will be part one today, and then part two sometime later, if all things go well. Anyways, this story was not submitted through my website, minecraftshortstories.com, but if you'd like to submit a story there to maybe get around the podcast, that is inside the description. There's a link down there, and along with that link, there is a link to the YouTube channel. As of last look, it is at 272 subscribers, and the YouTube channel is just for video versions of the podcast, so then I can put them on YouTube. Also, so then you guys can comment on them, and that's another way to reach me. Anyways, that's down there. This new story is called Escape the End. Sounds kind of cliche, but I'll keep it. Maybe change and set the title to sound a little bit better. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy it, and let's get right into it. Escape the End, Part 1. Simon stood anxiously in the dank and dark stronghold, a structure long forgotten deep underground. In times past, it had been used, as far as the villager historians could tell, as the name suggested, a stronghold. What could have threatened the creators of this labyrinthine safe house were far past earliest of the histories. Of course, as the libraries in this and other ancient structures were studied, more lore could be revealed. To get to the stronghold, Simon had to obtain Blaze Powder, which dropped from a creature in the nether, another dimension. Next, he had to obtain Enderpearls, a small ball that when thrown would teleport the user to where it landed. They dropped from slaying one of the dark and lanky Endermen, became antagonized if eye contact was made. Their long reach and ability to teleport, usually behind you, made them worthy foes. Placing Blaze Powder and Enderpearls together on a crafting table lent eyes of Ender. When thrown, they would direct you to the near stronghold. Simon had bypassed a travel to the nether by obtaining his Blaze Powder from a villager with a clerical position. The Enderpearls were hard fought for, though. After months of collecting a few near-death mistakes, Simon had gathered the 20 he required. After mixing the eyes with Blaze Powder and journeying on the path of travel when thrown, the small orb eventually only headed straight down. Mining downwards, Simon felt his excitement rise. Months of work had gone into preparations, and now he would finally face the dragon. He could finally prove himself. It was sort of a rite of passage to defeat the dragon. Most players wouldn't take another of their kind seriously, or even consider trading, till the silver spine protector was vanquished, and its head brought as proof. Simon mined down deep into the earth, eventually striking the brittle and mossy stone bricks that made up most of the stronghold. Mining the block below him, he dropped into one of the dark hallways that made up most of the structure. After a thorough search of the twisting structure, Simon located the room, lighted ambiently by lava, that held what he needed. With a sense of pride, he stared down into the ring of pale rock gilded with thick green lines. What lay before him was the frame of a portal that would take him to the dragon's dimension, the End. Like the stronghold's origins, no one could tell where the portal had come from, but each stronghold held one. Reaching into a satchel, he pulled out 12 eyes of Ender and carefully placed the green pearls into the slots made for them. Simon placed a penultimate eye and waited a second before the last one, savoring the moment. Finally, with shaking hands, he slotted it into the portal. Immediately, a black inkiness consumed the middle of the portal frame. In the next blink of an eye, stars and galaxies winked into existence, lighting the void. Simon stared into it, not able to comprehend the vastness of the universe being presented to him. He stood there for a minute, finally shaking himself out of his stupor. Simon realized he had been holding his breath. Breathing in helped to clear his mind, and Simon continued towards his goal. He stepped onto the edge of the portal frame, steeling himself to jump. Fear coursed through him as he shut his eyes and stepped into the blackness. Simon fell through a sea of stars, spinning over and over without any way to right himself. It only lasted a second, but he knew he would never forget the strange experience. He landed on his back. He sat up, he saw he was on a large platform made up of purple specked obsidian. Before him lay a vast island of endstone, a porous, light yellow block, only found in the End. Spectacularly, everything was floating without support, held aloft in an endless sea of black. The platform Simon had fallen upon was only one of 11. The other 10 were towering monoliths of obsidian, dozens of blocks high, creating a ring around the edge of the island. Glowing crystals spun and bobbed up and down on top of the towers, also floating without any discernible source. Suddenly, as Simon was bridging over to the main island with blocks he had brought, something large and winged glided over him. He felt the air of the dragon's wings before it struck. Leaping from his makeshift bridge, he landed on the instone ground. The dragon roared as it smashed through his bridge, blocks falling far below into the void. Simon stood up. He had donned his iron armor and shield before entering the stronghold, and now he stood as strong as he could, sword in hand. The dragon didn't seem very intimidated. It flew in a direct collision course towards him. With a jolt of terror, Simon leapt to the side and thrust with his iron blade, sinking into the dragon's shoulder. She, for the dragon was a she, roared, swinging her tail so it smashed into his chest. He was thrown backwards, his iron chestplate now displaying a large indentation, and landed on his back, sliding a short way on the dusty endstone. The dragon continued in its trajectory. He took his wind bow out of his satchel and notched an arrow, aiming at one of the spinning crystals on top of a monolith. He breathed deeply, trying to remember all he had been trained about archery. To defeat the dragon, one had to destroy the spinning crystals. A simple swipe of a sword or the impact of an arrow would suffice. If not dismantled, the dragon could use them to heal, and victory would become nearly unobtainable. Unfortunately, this strategy was guarded against. Two of the highest and most difficult to reach crystals were entirely encased in iron bars. By whom, though, was a mystery. Simon released his breath along with the arrow. The wind shaft flew upwards and, disappointingly, bounced off the edge of the obsidian pillar. Angle too sharp, he muttered to himself. Glancing to check where the dragon had gone, Simon rushed to the pillar and began pillaring upwards. He did this by jumping and quickly placing a block beneath him, traveling upwards. As he neared the top, he stopped just low enough to peek over the edge with his bow. Only a few blocks away, a block was about a meter long and wide, he couldn't miss. He held onto the slick obsidian as the crystal exploded. To his surprise, the obsidian was just fine. Not for long. As Simon looked down to judge his descent, the dragon glided noiselessly from the other side of the pillar. It roared as it flew upwards, ramming through the pillar. Blocks of black obsidian flew in all directions, reflecting the inn's omnipresent light, looking like galaxies and stars as they fell into the void. Simon was jostled to the obsidian of the pillar. The dragon burst through the top of the pillar with another roar, and he was thrown high, high into the sky. From the angle he was hit, Simon was pushed with great force away from the island. He spun as he had in the portal, seeing the void pass far below, still hearing the deafening roar of the dragon. He stayed in the air for a seemingly impossible amount of time, traveling hundreds of blocks. He rifled hurriedly through his satchel as he spun, accidentally dropping items into the void below, searching for any way out of his imminent descent, and then imminent death. He had used all his ender pearls. He continued rolling over and over, straining his eyes for any land whenever he was facing the right direction. Soon, a hint of yellow came from the black mist. He was in a direct collision course for it. He fell downwards, instinctively whipping out a bucket of water. Just as he was about to hit, he dropped the water below him. He landed with a splash, soaking his tattered armor and bruised body, but alive. With a sense of dread, Simon looked around where he was, the Outer End Islands. He was stuck. This has been episode 64, the stack episode of My Cursed Short Stories. And if you guys didn't notice, which I really hope you did, I got a new mixer, so hopefully the sound should be a lot better. This mixer is a lot better than the one I was using previously, objectively. So hopefully the audio should be on a much higher level than it was before. And all the money for the mixer came from the podcast, because I have been running ads on it. The ads allow me to continue to create this podcast, and also they allow me to upgrade the audio. Anyways, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're excited for part two. Now that Christmas break and Christmas is over, I should be back to uploading more regularly. But anyways, make sure to check out this video on the YouTube channel if you are so inclined, and I'll see you guys inside the next episode.